Hey there, this is Jenny with Nacho Fitness Coach, just here as a guest star and wanting to let you know that I recommend viewer discretion at all times.
Welcome to Nacho Fitness Coach,
the podcast for people who kind of want to get healthy, but also really want to go lay down.
I'm Sarah, personal trainer and recovering perfectionist.
And I'm Kaylee, fitness newbie, realist, and professional nap enthusiast.
We don't have six-pack abs or a 10-step morning routine,
but we do have opinions and microphones.
We're not delusional.
We're just determined.
Let's get into it. Okay, so we did a thing, and no, it's not another bad idea from Kaylee.
Debatable, but this time it turned out amazing. We made downloadable guides from Nacho Fitness Coach.
They're the perfect mix of fitness-ish and unfiltered chaos. Here's what's inside. The Crap Fitness Told You, the No BS Myth-Busting Guide, Quit Being a Little Bitch, the 30-Day Challenge to Build Habits,
Workouts That Don't Suck, Fast Workouts That Don't Make You Miserable, and Feed Yourself, Damn It, a Simple Meal Plan for Real People. And because we know you love options, boom, bundles. The half-ass option, the BS-free basics, and our crown jewel, literally everything you need except willpower.
Find them all at nachofitnesscoach.com. Download instantly, print them, tape them to your fridge, whatever works.
Or just let them collect digital dust like everything else you've ever downloaded. We don't judge much.
So, Kaylee.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going back to it.
You have something to talk about.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great.
You look beautiful today.
Such a liar.
I'm not. What? You don't think you look beautiful?
You know, I actually feel like I kind of fall into like one of two extremes. I either look completely homeless.
Like a goblin.
Like a swamp monkey.
Swamp goblin.
Swamp goblin.
Yeah.
Or like hot. Put me in front of a camera photo shoot ready.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's really not very anything ever in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either just kind of one or the other. So I know you're lying because
you feel like a swamp
goblin. The swamp goblin is not really that cute of a look. It's just easy.
I just had a recollection and I just want to revisit this. I want to revisit the very first time I laid eyes on you.
Okay.
And just how crazy it is that now here, 11 years later, here we sit.
Here we are.
As friends. We've decided we're friends.
We're friends.
Here we sit as friends, but I think we've talked about this early on the podcast. It was the very first time I ever saw you was on a float. We were both about 7 months pregnant with our first children.
Mm-hmm.
And you were on a float lifting weights.
Yep.
To promote your
gym.
Your gym. And I was sitting on the sidelines of the parade.
Like a beached whale.
Like a beached whale. And I remember telling, because you were obviously pregnant on the float.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing you and I kind of like side-eyed you. And then I turned to my husband and he didn't say anything. I don't know what I was like so defensive about. But I looked at him and I was like, she's not as pregnant as me. And you were.
Lo and behold, we literally had the exact same due date.
Down to the day. You were literally as pregnant as me. I did. I weighed the day that I went in and had my first daughter that morning before I had her. They weighed me and I weighed 210 pounds.
Yeah.
I got large.
I was 225.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. I gained 85 pounds with almost all of them.
Between 80 and 85. My nose gained
everywhere.
10 pounds.
Yes. There was nowhere else for it to go.
But I didn't know you then. And then I came to, because we were still fairly, what was 2014? We had only lived here a couple of years.
Yeah.
So I had not heard your name up to that point.
And we weren't living here at that point.
You weren't. And so, but then after that, then I came to know Sarah owns the gym here. We had a few run-ins. Didn't become friends until several years later.
Right.
But I just think that's so funny. How funny is that?
It is.
That that's the
funny.
First time I ever saw you.
And thought there's no way that she's as pregnant.
You were just
as me.
Like this. We were just in such different, like, we were in the same position as far as like we were both super pregnant, but you were just, you were doing it differently than I was. I had to be carted
I was so...
And it like rolled in.
That's so big and so miserable.
Oh yeah, because I mean, we so our due dates were August 4th, and that parade is like the end of June. Mm-hmm. So it was like 6 weeks from our due date
till we popped.
So 8 months pregnant,
and we both went over our due date of August 4th.
Yep,
I got scheduled to be induced the morning of August 11th, as did you.
I was the night of the 10th.
Okay, so you went in the night before.
I went in the night before.
I went in early August 11th, and I labored. I was induced, and I labored until, I think, 2:30 a.m. I had her.
Yep.
August 12th.
And I...
You had yours August 11th.
At, like, 11 o'clock at night.
That's crazy.
I was induced, labored, and then...
That's so funny.
Emergency C-section.
How funny like if 11, we would have known
or 9 o'clock at night.
If we would have known each other, then,
I know.
You know,
crazy.
Like having babies at the same time.
Yep. Totally different states, though. Different hospitals.
Completely but I didn't really places, know. But... I mean, it wasn't really until you had your third.
Ty. I was pregnant with Ty.
Yeah.
When we had got yes, because it other. Was like September, and I remember I was pregnant because I'd already been on the board with Jeremy.
I don't know if I ever told
and
you.
And we did Bands on the Bricks mm-hmm. for a year or two. Yeah. But I had never really met you. Like, you mm-hmm. had the young girls. So, like, yep. you, I don't even know if you really came much those first
I didn't,
year or two.
No,
like,
not then. I was just in the trenches.
And
of...
so, but what I remember the conversation where we were setting up for Bands on the Bricks. We had kind of a spot where we had all of our stuff done. The band was getting their stuff on the stage. And Jeremy and I were just, like, small talking.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember. I think I must have met something about like my daughter's birthday's coming up this week or something. And he said, my daughter's birthday's coming up this week. Oh. And I was like, oh, really? And then it was like, it was that really weird, yeah, like slow motion where I was like, wait, what? Wait, what? And I was like, well, they should meet. And then that's kind of how that all went.
Well, then we found out years later that once we were already friends, you texted me that you had been like going back in your old photos or something, and you realize that back before we knew each other,
yeah,
that I had won a free gym membership.
Yeah, I like drew. We had like a local home and garden like health show that we had done and had a booth, and
this
Kaylee had
so
stopped
funny.
And put her name in the thing, and I was like scrolling through cleaning off my camera roll at one point, and I was like, oh wait, who was it that won this at one point? And I was like, wait a second,
I know her.
That wait, that
Kaylee. I did. I don't know if I've ever told you this. I did early on when you were working with my husband.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know you.
But yeah.
I knew that you were like this hot number that worked with my husband.
Okay.
I did have a dream.
Oh, no.
That you and my husband were having an affair. So he was punished appropriately for that. You know, I don't hold anything against you. Like, he's the one who married me.
Right, yeah.
He shouldn't be doing that in my dreams.
Right, right.
You're at no fault.
I was like...
But I did. Earlier
on. I'm just an innocent bystander.
Earlier on, I had a dream.
That's really funny. That's always one of those mornings where you wake up and you're like, what? What happened?
Like, then they're in trouble. You're mad at them.
And then you're mad. And then you're like uneasy. And then you're like, why did that just happen?
I didn't know you super well then. I just knew.
I didn't even know you existed.
Yeah.
Like you're
sleeping
just...
with my husband.
Apparently.
The nerve.
Look at all the things that your dreams have done to you in your life.
Luckily, that one didn't come true.
No, that one truly did not. This one did.
This one did.
This one did, but that one did
that
not.
One, I
definitely
not.
Did not.
I don't know. You tell me.
Definitely not. Oh, man.
Oh,
but
that's
yeah,
fun.
That
I
is
just,
fun.
I just think we have a fun story.
That is actually. I mean, when you do look back, sometimes you can trace a lot of people that you know in your life, like back to those original stories.
Well, we live in a small town. I think we were always kind of bound. And I always...
Yeah.
I don't know. And I remember even before we started the podcast, I always thought once we kind of got to know each other, started have play dates with our kids, and I liked you.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, Sarah and I are going to do something one day.
Someday. We're going to be friends, like real friends, not just like kid friends.
Yeah.
Like,
and here we are.
Look at us. Look at us. We've grown up so much. Well, it's actually funny because like when I first met my husband, there was all of these like 1 degrees of separation, like these really weird, like... connections, you know, like had happened like 6 months before we met, you know. It was like these mutual people that we knew. And it was just kind of weird. And it's like when I met him and then you start piecing all that together and you're like, whoa, this is wild.
Serendipity. You know how I met my husband? I ever tell you that?
I don't. Maybe.
We went to different schools in middle school.
Yeah.
Different towns, different schools.
Yeah.
Neighboring towns.
20 miles away. That's not a neighboring town.
Here in Nebraska it is.
Well, okay, sure. Here. Sure.
So
there's towns between here, by the way.
He raced sprint cars.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I do remember now.
And he raced with a boy that I had always gone to school with. And so they were friends. And then so he ended up meeting my best friend first, my best friend in middle school. And he started dating her when we were in like eighth grade.
Oh, my gosh.
He dated her. And I was with another boy. When I say boy, I mean that very literally because we were
middle schoolers.
We were children. I was dating another boy. And so he was dating my best friend. So I would hear about him, whatever. And I never met him. And then I started talking to him on the phone. This chat on the phone.
Okay. And while then, he was still dating your friend?
Yeah, because it was, we were in a, you know, it was just then it was just kind of like a friend group.
You had to call like the landlines.
Yeah.
And you were there.
We kind of I don't know. We just kind of got in touch, whatever. And then my friend dyed her hair blue. So he broke up with her.
Yeah.
Understandably. And then my boy that I was dating, something happened. He moved away. So we broke up. So then we both found ourselves single.
Miraculously.
And so I swooped in and then I never dyed my hair blue.
Yeah, that's,
and I've kept hold of him
pregnant
in that way.
Now you know if you ever want to get rid of him. No, I'm kidding. Just, you know what it takes.
So we've been together since, I don't know if we ever talked about that, we've been together
long time,
since I was 14.
That's 13, wild. 14. That is wild.
A couple breakups here and there. We had a college stint. He thought he was hot. He thought he was hot frat boy.
Of course.
You know.
Right. Moved away to the big city.
We found our way back.
As you know, what when it's meant to be.
Lived happily
ever. You do find your way back.
But that's crazy.
It is actually really crazy.
25 years?
That is a long time. I honestly, like, I cannot imagine.
I've been marrying with him for more of my life. Like, had him in my life for more
of
my
existence. You didn't have him.
Not.
I can't imagine marrying the boyfriend I had in eighth grade.
I will say, like, and I am very open and honest about this, is that I always say I don't regret it, but I do not recommend it.
Sure.
For
there's a lot of different stages of life that you have to try to find the way to. I have two daughters,
and to imagine them like marrying.
I mean, right.
21,
22, 11. So think the boy, 3 years that
the boy that they've always been with. Like, I do not recommend it. Yeah. It worked out great for me. He's a great man. He's a great provider. He's he's my best friend. But I've
sometimes it's kind of like throwing spaghetti on a ceiling. Right. Yeah. You know, and when you're at that age.
I got really lucky.
Is it going to come down? I don't really know.
I've seen other people in the same position who had just didn't go quite as well.
Uh-uh.
So I got.
No.
I got lucky. So.
And see, we're kind of the opposite. Like, we didn't meet till we were 27 and 28.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had lives and relationships and career all the way up until that point.
As a woman, I think you
honestly,
should.
Honestly, as a person,
I think you need to experience life.
I think that there is so much growing up that happens between.
I'm not the same person I was the day that I got married. I was 22.
No.
I'm not the same person I was. My values, my principles, my perception of who I was and how I felt about myself.
For me, those first couple years out of college were really rough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just to figure out myself and to get a grasp of like life, like without sports, life without school. I mean, I had been in school at that point for 17 years, right? You have all that structure. Yeah, you got a job, but it's different. It's just different.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like, I can't imagine like,
Well, I mean, I almost went down like the kind of almost like trad wife. Like traditional.
Oh.
They call them trad wives.
Okay.
And so just in the sense of like, we decided early on that he would work and I would not. And I have never had any kind of. I think that's why I'm so like, I know it could have gone a different way as far as like, if I needed to get out financially, I could not.
Right.
And I don't need to worry about it.
Right.
But if I did,
Yeah.
I'd be screwed.
Yeah, right. You're like, oh, man, what am I going to go do? I haven't worked in
a long time. Those decisions for yourself at such a young age.
I learned a lot about myself, yes, about money, like, because especially, I mean, I went to business school. Right. You go to
big business,
Sarah. You know what, in college, in high school, they're like, especially back then, it was, you go to college. Yeah. Everyone goes to college, go to college. Like, I think that that's changing a little bit now, like, uh-huh, with the trades and, yeah, other things. But back in the early 2000s, and like 99 is when I graduated high school, it was like, you go to college, right? That was the plan. Go to college for 4 years. Okay, then your plan is to go work. Well, they tell you, or they, I felt like, you're going to business school, you're gonna have this great job, and you're gonna make all this money, and you're going to thrive and have this booming career.
Right.
What you realize very quickly is money doesn't go very far.
No.
Like, you know, a fresh out of college grad salary at the bottom base of a company, and you're like, oh, now I have to pay rent.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gotten a new car for myself like the last year of college. And then you've got groceries. I mean, I had two cats. So I was like, I just remember like a vet bill. Like,
you have to buy trash cans.
Yeah.
And shit like that.
Everything. So. You know, it was just like splitting the apartment. Stuff you
don't think about.
No. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like, by the time they freaking take taxes out,
yeah,
you don't have much take home pay.
No.
And you're trying to pay gas and you're getting in. It's like, I just remember not having money to do anything social.
Right.
It was like work, come home, sit and watch TV with my roommate, go to bed, do it again.
Yep.
Once a week we went and we did pizza on Wednesdays out, like, because we wanted to try like new places, mm-hmm, to help us like explore the city a little bit. But it doesn't go very far.
See, I just went, I never had that though. I went
right, yeah,
like pretty much straight from, I did the stint in New York as a nanny.
But you were still like, living expenses were covered. You were on your own.
Yeah, I mean, really wasn't on my own.
Did you live with them?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And I blew every cent that I made there.
Of course.
Because I had no idea.
Right.
Nope. You know, handle money.
Yep.
And then I essentially went straight into basically living with him.
Yeah.
And living. And I worked for a while before we got married. Well, even after we got married. It wasn't until we moved here that I quit working.
Right.
But just, yeah, I don't know, to make that decision for yourself. When you literally, your like prefrontal cortex is not
right,
fully developed.
Not at all. Not till 25. Not, so it's like your ability to make a
good plan.
You did luck out.
I did. And he's a great man. And he is a great provider. And he's my best friend. But I do see now in hindsight, I'm like, that was a really poor
yeah,
decision.
You won.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Could have been. Because it goes south really easily.
No. So yeah, it's, my eyes have really been open just like having daughters and thinking of them like following that same trajectory. I'm like, ooh, maybe don't.
You know what? She might meet the love of her life in the next few years and away you go. Okay. So with that, we're going to take just a quick little ad break.
Hey, y'all. Thank you for listening. This is show producer Audio Allen. While the girls are taking a break, and I kind of need one too, like, follow, and subscribe. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back.
Can you imagine?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to think about it.
That's wild.
So, that's fun. I don't know. It's crazy.
It is kind of crazy. So, yeah, we've got quite of a... It is kind of funny. It's like... the backstory and then lives and how we've crossed, but then now here we are. And then it's funny because it's like in between episodes we were also kind of like scrolling through, we were talking about our faces, I think. Yeah. I don't even know what brought it up, but it's, I was like, my face used to be so round, and so it's like I was digging through pictures,
your OnlyFans, I'm not supposed to talk about that.
Of how round just my face was, because it's,
you
like my
pictures
scale
you
weight
look like a completely different,
yeah,
person. But my, I suppose I do too.
My scale weight is not that different, but my body composition is completely different. Yeah. And so it's like my body fat percentage is so much lower than it ever used to be that it just, it changes.
Yeah.
It changes the shape of your face.
I think that's like my, once I start seeing it around here, like the jawline.
You know, it's time to dial it in.
I think that's like my like red flag of like things are beyond where you want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's, so I first see it in my face. But this last round where I finally got fed up, I was feeling it in my, the seatbelt.
Oh, yeah.
You ever had that?
Oh, yes.
Where you're like, for so long, it was like I was,
yep,
you know, I was fine. And then I would like feel, like, you feel the seatbelt like kind of digging it. Not even digging. Yeah. It's just like you feel stuff.
Yeah, you feel it like coming over the seatbelt. And you're like, oh, that did not used to do that or be there. Yep. So,
So it's the seatbelt and my face, I guess.
And it's hard because one of my indicators always used to be how my jeans felt. Because 20 years ago,
I don't wear jeans anymore.
20 years ago, the jeans were jeans. Yeah. They were thick and they were not giving. And
I only wear leggings now. I know the indicator. My leggings are very forgiving. They'll just go right up over anything. So I didn't have that, but I could feel the stuff going over the seatbelt.
Yeah, it's funny. It is kind of crazy how
we did before this episode. Sarah and I went through. We took a little walk down memory lane and talked about, we showed each other pictures.
Our faces changed over the years.
Different and then phases in our life.
Different hair colors.
You had some wild, we're debating whether or not we're going to have Sarah go back to brunette.
I had a couple different stints of like really dark brown, like really super dark brown brunette.
Really dark brown.
I cut bangs on one of them. So I remember, so I had a corporate job. I got recruited away, went to work for another company for a while, and then came back to my first company. And in between then, I had went from blonde to the jet brown and cut bangs.
Dang.
And then when I went back to my original company, that was my new like hairstyle. And there were people I had worked with for like years before then. And it was like a double take.
I think
they did not know when they met me.
I think this week we need to share maybe on social media some of those old photos.
We could dig
just like our faces at different like phases. Like, I even showed you my wedding pictures, which like you're supposed to be like in peak, you know, tip top condition.
You had a double chin.
I was packing
a little bit.
I was drinking a lot.
I
was 21.
Stuff. What else do you do when you're 21?
I just consumed my first alcoholic beverage. I never drank before.
Oh man, yeah, but it does. It makes a difference, and it's as you age, like, and that's the thing.
Remember, I need to show you one picture where our photographer. We had the limo, and our photographer took a picture of Jeremy and I up. We were like standing out of the sunroof.
Yep.
So he took the picture like looking upward.
That's a horrible angle. Why would he do that?
And it was the worst. Like, it is just all several chins.
What was he thinking?
I don't know.
And they know you got to go from like the top down for a good angle. He shot up through the.
I'll have to pull that one up.
Oh my goodness.
But if I, you know, if I hadn't been such a.
Those are always the one, though, too, that I will see people redoing. They're like, oh, you know, I have a baby, my newborn, and I'm holding him. I was like, oh, my baby looks so cute. And it's like, well, this is what I see. And then it's like, what they see is like, you know, like your chin is down because you're looking down at them. And they're like, oh, poor baby. Oh, looking back up at like your worst possible angle ever.
It is. Like, photos are funny. And then you also showed us a lot of photos of your. Maybe let's go into this. Can we go into this?
Photo shoots?
Let's go into it. Maybe that's what this episode is about.
I don't know. Okay.
Maybe we save the next thing for Alan's trying to give us some margaritas.
Alan's here with the margs. Oh, look at that. We can save the topic for next week.
We're already almost done. Let's talk about.
Okay.
We're really going off.
Yeah.
Off topic.
So what do you want to talk about?
Before this episode.
Yeah. Sorry. We were looking for the fat face pictures. We were looking
for the fat face pictures. And you have talked about in the past how you need a goal.
Absolutely.
You need something to work towards in order to really dial in.
Yep.
And we've talked about how maybe that for you, since it's something you've done in the past, you're like, maybe I get back up on stage.
Right.
And I said, what if 1 year from now we do a Nacho Fitness Coach photo shoot? Well, you do your idea of a photo shoot is different.
Yeah.
Than mine.
You're right. Like, that's why I'm like,
you're like, we're not hiring, you know, Susan, you know, from St. Paul.
Right. Sorry if you're a Susan from St. Paul that has a photography business. We don't mean you.
Someone local. When you hear photo shoot, you are talking about we are flying to Toronto.
Yeah. 100%.
We are doing hair and makeup.
Yep.
We are doing lighting, spray tans, all the shit.
All of it.
So I'm like, what if? Maybe it's not a year. Maybe it's less than a year.
Maybe we invite people to come with us if they need a goal. It should be like a nacho.
Start a group chat.
Just a big like.
But if you and
nacho
I
nacho nation.
Because you've always been very hesitant to do like Nacho Fitness Coach related photo shoots. Because I think you are not in your peak physical condition.
Right.
But what if that was our goal?
Yeah.
What if we, I don't know, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, whatever. I don't know. We can hash it out.
Mm-hmm.
Where, because I think you and I are competitive enough with each other that I'm not about to get next to you in a photo shoot and look like a fat fuck. You're not about to stand next to me photo shoot and look like a fat fuck.
Mm-mm.
But we could also use each other as accountability to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a good plan.
Listen, that's really about the only place that I would probably go to do a shoot.
I'm fine with that. That's not debatable.
Because it's not just the quality of the few photographers that I've shot with before. Like, the quality of hair and makeup is like next level. I mean, which you can see in the pictures. And I'm like, those aren't even edited ones. Those are ones straight off his camera. He dumped them on a hard drive for me and I put them on my phone. Like,
so let's do,
they're pretty awesome.
Let's do that. Let's make that be our thing.
Should we go home and have this conversation with our husbands around a budget? Because I'm going to tell you.
Probably. What are we looking at?
I mean.
Oh.
I mean.
Five? Ten?
100?
100,000?
Oh, no. Okay. I mean, flight, hotel. I mean, it's probably at least a $5,000.
Yeah,
maybe six.
That's
maybe.
Because what would it cost for us to go get up on stage?
At least that too.
Right.
Because, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's not, none of it's cheap. And that's the thing. Like, none of it's cheap. But you know what?
Though, we're like, making in so much money from this podcast.
It's just, the listeners will pay for
it. Listeners are going to pay for it.
But that's the thing. Like, people get so hesitant of wanting to like invest in something that can help them like achieve a goal. But yet if you don't take care of yourself and you have a health episode tomorrow, like with me, like when I herniated the disc in my neck, like that, you're either going to pay for the hospital bill.
Oh yeah. You're going to pay for it now.
Or you're going to pay, invest in something that like keeps you accountable enough to be like, I'm going to go see what I can really do. Here's the other thing, that as I got into fitness competitions, as I got into booking photo shoots, because that's a really common thing, right? Like, if you've done all this hard work to step on stage, there's a lot of photographers then that like book shoots like around those events, right?
Sure.
So that you can capture
that moment,
all that hard work, the physique, like all that stuff, because you're proud of it. And so like you want to like remember it and you want to have all those moments captured. Like, we were just talking though too, like scrolling through a few of them, when I go back and look at those pictures, taking myself back into those moments, I didn't see myself that way.
You didn't
right?
feel
like
as good
you don't,
as you looked.
Because you never do. You're still always going to pick yourself apart.
Sure.
But what pictures have always done for me have been like, oh, I actually do look really good. Mm-hmm. Like, stop picking myself apart in the mirror.
Right.
That extra little fat pocket that sits under your belly button. Because you know what? Like, nobody else sees it. Mm-hmm. Nobody else does. And like, there'll be people that go on these rants about Photoshop, and a lot of my images, I mean, I do think have a few that had a little bit work done to them, but a lot of them were just either retouched color wise or a lot of them were raw off the camera. High quality high hair and makeup, you
does a lot.
You're beautiful. Everyone's beautiful. I can just tell you, like, it just depends on the lighting, your hair and makeup, and just getting somebody to get the right angles on you. It's, don't hate on the game, get in the game, and then see from somebody else's point of view how beautiful you really are, because I promise you it will surprise you.
I like that.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
But I never would have known that or learned that.
Done it.
Because I hadn't until that point where I hadn't done that. And then you kind of hear the opposite, right? Where people are like, oh, I remember the first time I had a photo shoot done, and the gym that I worked for in Kansas City, they were fabulous, like with hashtags and sharing, and like everything would rank and get up there, and you'd be in people's search fields and whatever else. And I remember the first time I was scrolling Pinterest for like recipes, and I came across one of my pictures on somebody else's goals board.
What?
And I was like, what? I was like, first of all, that's an awesome picture.
It was like, probably me.
It might have been. But it was just like, that's pretty awesome.
That's
like,
crazy.
Because again, if I like went back to that moment where that picture was taken, there was still something in my head that wasn't great about it. And then it's like, oh, it got captured.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, moving versus standing and posing are also two totally different things too, right? So, but I was like, that where I'm at now is somebody else's goal. Why am I not just like proud of the work that I've done?
Yeah.
So anyways, that was kind of a cool moment.
That's interesting. I never knew that. Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, you know, I don't think anyone has those out there anymore. I probably couldn't find it again, but.
Oh, I mean, your old pictures that's fun. My goal. Your old pictures.
So have I ever told you the story of the time that my dad told a coworker to Google my name?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Tell it again.
Have we done that on the show though?
Maybe. I don't know. Go ahead.
Alan, have you heard that story? Like the time that my dad, okay, so we've already talked about that, but I'm like, that's also not something I would recommend. Like, although at this point,
tell it real quick because we might have people who didn't hear it.
Okay. So he, right in the moment of like the fitness competitions, photo shoots, I'd been in a couple magazines, you know, my dad was proud of me, which is amazing. Yeah. Right. So it was casual conversation with a coworker. His job, and he was just saying like what I was doing. I think he was just talking about the fact that I was got into doing fitness competitions and like was in this magazine, and he was all proud, and he was like, well, just Google her name. And he was retelling me the story, and I think at that point like my face probably went white because I just knew what was probably gonna be out there. And like, listen, I've always had a rule. I do not shoot in lingerie. Like, well, okay, she did see a few. They're not on the internet.
Didn't you just show us that picture one of your butt?
Yeah, that was a black white. I did. That's true. I do actually have like one thing. But outside of that, they're not online. Those are not online.
What's your definition and of lingerie?
And maybe not send them to you. Like bra, like a, yeah, like bra and panties. That's a one piece thing.
The one pictures of you with the black like lined, those are online. It's like,
yeah, but that's a shirt.
Okay. So my definition of shirt and your definition of
that's
shirt.
That's true. Very so anyways, he then like told his coworker to Google my name and then saw the pictures and was like, maybe I shouldn't be recommending it anymore. But now there's also a Sarah Sutherland who is a sponsored athlete of Saucony that she's like a professional mid-distance runner. So thank goodness now she's kind of overtaken like at least page one of the Google search results.
Yeah.
Because before I usually was page one and she was after it, but now she's a pro runner. So spelled the same, everything. But now if you Google, you have to click a couple pages
through to get to you.
Yeah.
To get
so you don't have to worry about doing that anymore. Just
So if you're looking for these pictures of Sarah, just Google Sarah.
They're out there.
Sarah Sutherland.
They're out there, which I mean, so that we also were talking about between episodes, like, so you asked me what I was doing on my phone. Yeah. Like, what are you zoned in on there? And I was like, I'm checking on
something.
It's like, I'm checking on a back order status of a domain. And she's like, huh, what? And it's like, well, so when I first started competitions and getting my personal training business launched, I was like, I want sarahsutherland.com. I'm going to build a website. I'm going to put it sarahsutherland.com. There was no website, like, but somebody owned that URL.
Yeah.
But there was no website launched on it. And I was like, how do I figure out who owns it? If they're going to do anything with it, like, because I really want that, like, sarahsutherland.com. So anyways, flash forward. I, like, went through. GoDaddy at the time was letting you order back order. So in that way, if it ever, like, didn't get renewed or whatever, like, so this has been, like, 15 years.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, okay, fine. I'll just buy sarahsutherlandfitness.com. I'll put up a website and it'll be done. I just got in the last couple of weeks notification that like that person didn't renew it. So now I officially own sarahsutherland.com. And so like, I'm super excited.
Congratulations.
So I'm like redoing my website, going to get it relaunched and like everything. So,
all right. So visit sarahsutherland.com.
It's going to be great.
Are all
it's
your,
not quite there yet.
Are all your pictures, all the pictures.
Well, so I did, it? I did actually used to have a portfolio website that was just sarahsutherland.me because I couldn't get the .com. So I did that. And I launched a portfolio website at one point because I was trying to do some fitness modeling stuff, but it never really took off. So I pulled it down. But so then you were asking me about what I was doing on my phone. So then all of a sudden I was like, I wonder if I could buy sutherland.com.
Oh, damn.
I was like, does anyone own it? There's not a website tied to it. So now I'm going through the whole same thing because in my head, I was like, wouldn't that be really great if I could create family emails that's like sarah@sutherland.com?
Oh.
Wouldn't that be fun? Then we, as families, we could have like firstname@lastname.com.
Well, that's like what Jeremy has for Logic.
Right. Girl. I know. See, I just think it'd be fun. So I was like, I'm going to go try to see if I could buy sutherland.com now. So we'll see. don't know. Well, probably won't happen, but
good luck with that. And
that's what I was doing. I was checking on the status because I saw that there was an email and I was like, what are they? Did something change? But no, nothing changed.
Cool. So, all right. So that's photo it. Shoot. We're doing a photo shoot.
Yeah. We're going to talk with the husbands first.
Yeah. We got to.
And we'll see. But anyways, that is just something.
Squirrel away some money. We might have to do a lemonade stand or something.
Or a few. I'm like itching for it. I mean, it's been long overdue.
Something to get us like motivated.
You know, it is something that makes you feel like
I've never done anything.
You
like that.
Are like a person for you.
Yeah,
like, I'm mom most of the time, or around. You know, like I'm daughter, I'm wife, I'm mom, I'm coach, I'm sub teacher, I'm like whatever else. And it's like one thing where I'm like, you know what? I'm doing this for me. Because I want to have a goal that's like a part of, you know.
That's what I love.
And it's kind of a fun little outlet. So, but it's an investment for sure. But it's totally worth it.
All right. We've got our margaritas.
Yeah. We're going to go drink and eat some tacos.
We got tacos.
That's all we got for this week. Okay. Until next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to head over to our Instagram at Nacho Fitness Coach and let us know how you feel about the topic. Do you love it or hate it?
Also, don't forget to hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening. And if you like our podcast, leave us a rating. See you next time.
You've been listening to Euphony Innovative's Sonified.